We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're here at the Paley Center as we go through this day. We have guests tomorrow. We're back in the studio for the final show with only the callers. First, let me, before I get to some guests on the line, let me say thank you to Willie for coming in. Willie, thank you for stopping by. It's very nice. You've been a big part of the show for years and a big part of the city. So thank you very much. Very nice of you, and I wish you luck in the future.
Same to you, Mike. I just want to say, Mike, it's been 30 years. And since growing up in New York, I listen to you, obviously, every day. I just want to let you know you're the best man. And
thank
I appreciate
you.
Your friendship. And
thank you, Willie.
Best luck to you.
Thank
man.
You. All Willie Randolph, everybody. Thank All you right. very much. All right, let's get to our next guest. Welcome. Thank you, Willie.
Mr. Francesa.
Yes.
It is Mr. Trost from the New York Yankees. How are you, sir?
Oh, Alon, how are you? Welcome. Nice to talk to you.
I'm doing well, and I did want to call in and wish you the best. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you've been a mainstay of New York sports talk, and I certainly believe and everyone should appreciate what you've brought to the city over the last 30 years. You're one and only. Sports talk started as early as 64 with Bill Mazur, and believe it or not, John Sterling in 72, but for 30 years, you are the man.
Well, Alon, thank you. I appreciate very much. You've always been there whenever I needed you for anything. You've been great. You've always been very considerate to me about anything, and I appreciate it. And it's an exciting time for your team right now. Very exciting time, as a matter of fact.
Well, sometimes you can be smart, and sometimes you can be lucky, and sometimes you can be both smart and lucky. And I think in this instance, we've been smart, we've been lucky, and For all those fans out there who are concerned, we're still way under the threshold, so that's the most important.
Well, listen, you know, you're one of the guys that stays in the background and has done, you know, and been there for a very long time and been involved in a lot of things with the Yankees. You're someone who I know loves the franchise and is a big part of everything they do. So thank you, and I wish you luck in the future, Lon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And again, as I said, the best to you, the best to you and your family. And I'm certain that whatever you go, wherever you wind up, you'll be on your feet.
Thanks, Lon, very much. Appreciate it.
Stay well.
Thank you. Lon Trost from the Yankees, their CEO. All right, another guest ready. Welcome.
Mike, congratulations on one of the great and most successful runs in the history of radio.
Thank you, Breeny. And this is Michael Breen, Mike Breen, everybody. So the voice of the Knicks and Bill in White Plains. And you followed me this morning. I was busy this morning with my kids. And I said, I want to go back because I knew you were coming up at 8:30, and I wanted to hear. Did you do Bill this morning?
No Bill this morning. Just played myself. But I have to tell you, now, I've lived in New York my entire life, and I've always been kind of a radio junkie. And I hope people understand what you've done. To do it for as long as you have done, to do it in New York, to do it in drive time in New York, and to do it with a format that very few people believed would ever last, and I mean sports talk, it's really one of the most extraordinary accomplishments in the history of radio, and I don't think that's hyperbole at all.
Thank you, Breeny, very much. And, Breeny and I live close to each other. Our families are close, and we've been good friends for many years. But I don't see him that much because he's bouncing around with the NBA all the time, as he is this time of year. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I have to tell one thing I tell people. When I first started in the business, for some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason you befriended me. And when I didn't really know very many people and was very raw and naive, your support, your advice, your encouragement, I don't know where I'd be without it. And many years ago, I always told you you'd be a great executive producer of a network because you knew what worked on a telecast. So I asked you to critique some of my play-by-play games. And anytime I would ask you, can you watch my game? I'm doing a game this Saturday or this Sunday. You would always give me insight, and you always told me what I needed to hear, not what I wanted to hear, and I can't ever thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Brini. I appreciate it very much. Tell me, how do you feel about the Knicks this year? Give people your expert opinion here. How do you feel about things right now? Is this something they can actually take on the road and improve and really be a playoff threat, or is it going to come crumbling down when they start playing a lot of games on the road?
Well, it's going to be difficult on the road, but I think that there's no question they're headed in the right direction. The management now has got a real plan. They're putting in place. They've got some terrific young talent, and it's so much fun to see a team that plays together and plays hard. It's still a five-man game, and for most nights, they really play unselfishly together, and they really play hard.
And a big game tomorrow night, Saturday night, because Carmelo's coming back.
Yeah, and even tonight. Tonight's an interesting game in Brooklyn.
Yeah, in Brooklyn. Yeah, but I mean, I think everyone's going to be excited about seeing that. That even though Oak City's had their struggles this year, it's going to be interesting when he comes. Are you doing that game, or are you away?
Yeah, no, I'm doing the game. I'm about to head over to Barclays tonight.
And how about Oklahoma City? You
Saturday,
doing that game?
I'll be at the Garden as well for that.
Oh, you will? Okay, I'll be there that night. I'm going that night. I'm taking Jack to the game that night, so I'll come over and see you.
Great. And the best part for me with all this is that you only live about 5 minutes away from me.
True.
And I plan on cutting into your retirement fund by winning some money on the golf course.
Well, that's not going to be hard for you to do. You know, it kills me on the golf course, folks. But thank you, Brini. I'll come see you when I go there Saturday night. I'll come over and say hello.
Enjoy the last couple of days, Mike.
Thanks, Brini. Mike Breen, who is a terrific announcer, obviously, the voice of the NBA, and also a very good friend. Do we have another ready?
Yes.
Okay, welcome.
Mike, you can't quit. For selfish reasons, I look forward to every spring talking about NHL hockey for a good couple of months and the Rangers, and it's Joe Micheletti calling, Mike.
Hi, Joe. How are you? I mean, you've been great, Joe. Thank you. First of all, you're a very nice guy, which everyone always says. But number two, you were always great because I really leaned on Micheletti all the time during the playoffs. As soon as the Rangers got in, I started calling him. He was on every game. He came on every single game, every time the Rangers play a playoff game. And, you know, always was there to do that. So, Joe, I appreciate that. You lent a lot to the program, so I really appreciate it very much.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you this. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've had 30 spectacular years of doing what you do is really an unbelievable feat, and I congratulate you and wish you luck in the future on that. But and secondly, for us to spend that time together, and you know, I know hockey's not the number one sport in New York, but for you to give me the time and to talk about Ranger hockey and playoff hockey and everything that was going on in the sport for a good couple of months run, and it was really just a great deal of fun, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate being a part of your show. And for the time you gave me to talk about the game, it was a lot of fun. I'm going to miss it, Mike. I really am.
Well, thank you, Joe. We leaned on you a lot, so I thank you very much. You never said no. You were always on with us. So I wish you continued success, and thanks for being a part of the program and helping the program through the years.
Mike, thank you so much. And as I said before, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you down the road. Thanks
thank
so much.
Thank you, Joe. Joe Micheletti, a really wonderful guy who you see and hear on the Rangers. All right, we have another guest ready, so welcome.
So before I won any Kentucky Derbies, Preaknesses, or Belmonts or Breeders' Cups, I used to listen to you and Dog on the way home from Belmont every afternoon, and you made my drive home so much better. That's all I can tell you, Mike.
Well, thank you, Jerry. This is Jerry Bailey, of course, the legendary jockey. Welcome, Jerry. Thank you. And you did win all those things and even won a couple of races for me along the way, which wasn't too bad either, if I could get you on my horse, which wasn't too bad. So thank you for that, Jerry.
Well, listen, that's why I enjoyed talking to you so much every year. You know, when it came Belmont time, we'd get together at the forecourt there by the winner's circle because you were so knowledgeable on the races, and it made our conversation so much better, more enjoyable for me. But more than anything else, just as an average guy driving home, when I turned it on one day, I said, wow, this is awesome. Are you kidding me? And I never missed. Every night on the way home from Belmont out to Muttendon, because it's a half-an-hour drive, you guys made it better for me.
Well, listen, it's nice to call, Jerry. You're obviously a racing institution and a New York one, so I appreciate it very much. We love having you on. And I said thank you, obviously, for everything you've done with racing and everything else. You're always great to have on the program. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Mike. Be well.
Thank you, Jerry.
Enjoy your retirement.
Thank you, Jerry. Jerry Bailey, the Hall of Fame jockey, one of the great jockeys, and also jockey who was probably as smart on the track as anybody. I'm telling you, you could get him to put your horse in a position. I had a horse that we were trying to figure out where he belonged, and he was kind of, you know, just starting out. And his name was On the Fan, if anyone's a racing fan. And he turned out to be a pretty decent New York bred. He won a couple hundred thousand dollars on the track. He was solid. And he went up to Finger Lakes and did really well. After that, he found the second life as Finger Lakes won a bunch of races up there. But the day I went in for I was going in for a knee surgery, I was the day before I went before to the Belmont because I had Jerry on my horse. And we were probably, I don't know, 8-10 to 1. He gave us the best ride in the, I remember it was the seventh race, an allowance race, pretty hard race. We put On the Fan in the race, a little ambitious, but he put him in perfect position, won the race by 2 lengths. And I said, this is all on the ride. The ride was absolutely flawless. So if you could get Jerry to ride your horse, now often it was tough because he would ride the best horse in the race a lot. So if he's with one of the big bonds or one of the big horses, it was tough. But if you got him, it was a big deal because he was going to give you a unbelievable ride with his horse. All right, one more and then we'll break. Welcome.
Hey, Mike, it's Brian Cashman. Just calling to thank you for allowing me to be part of your family for all these years.
Well, thanks.
It's been a wild ride.
Very much. That's really nice. Yeah, and thank you for the kind words I heard that were they've been playing on the station the last couple of days, which I heard. And you have been a busy man. I'm telling you, you have been everywhere. I mean, it is really, really crazy what's gone on since the stand thing. I mean, you've been front and center for a bunch of days here.
Well, it's we're always trying. But you're always there to cover it one way or the other, so you'll be missed. And thanks for everything. It's, you know, as part of the family member, we've had good times, we've had fights, and all that good stuff in between. But it's always been you've always been fair.
You know what's the best thing, seriously, about you, and not just on my show or with Dog or even any other show. You are the guy who understands the role of the media as an executive, and I think that a guy like you has changed things. You've been the general manager now for 2 decades. But you understand that your job also entails talking to your fan base and talking to the public and explaining your position and even arguing your position. And you were never afraid to do that. I mean, you'd stay on for long periods of time. You'd argue. You'd make your point. And I think that is the new wave, and it had to be that way because the public, you know, wants to hear. They want that, and I think they really appreciate when you do that, and nobody has ever done that more than you have.
Well, you've given us all a platform from the fans calling in or listening to try to get to the down and dirty of every passion of theirs, which is, you know, obviously New York sports. So, you know, I feel honored to be included in obviously your success by being invited to participate in the show and sort of fight on the show. But you're right, it is the platform to get the message out and communicate directly to the fan base in good times and in bad. So I really wish you the best of luck and congratulate you for all your success. It's been an amazing run.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks very much. And thanks for always being as accessible as you've been. Good luck to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Brian Cashman, obviously the general manager of the Yankees, back after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!